the first with your favorite host, Shannon Devlin.
Our most obnoxious one.
I'm Sierra.
Oh, why is the speakers on?
What do you mean speakers?
Didn't you hear it?
No.
Oh, it sounds like you're echoing.
I'm also here. Yeah, they are on. Why are they on?
How do I turn it off?
I don't know. You're the producer.
I don't know any of this.
There's some switch.
Do you want me to help you with that? Because I do know how those controls work.
Yes.
Turn the speaker off. That's why.
Please turn it off. I don't like hearing my own voice.
You mean the live mic?
No, not the live mic. I'll just get my link.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi guys, you know this is not a Shannon and Sierra show without our technical difficulties.
Amen to that, sister. Well, it's not, I played the first without something going wrong.
I know, right?
Or something wrong being said.
Well, Matt's not going to be here because he wasn't here for class.
Yeah.
And then Morgan's not here because it's Greek week.
I kind of want to be in a sorority just to do, like,
no.
the Greek week stuff.
No.
But then not have to deal with, like, paying the money to do that.
I know, right?
Or going to the chapter meetings or doing anything else for the sorority. I just want to do, like, the
Greek. Do you think the Greeks would get angry if we do our own week?
That'd be fantastic.
Like, college week, but exclude the Greek.
Just do the...
What's going on? All right. Their speakers are right here.
Hi, Malik.
Hi, Malik.
See, you probably can't hear it, but, like, the speakers are on, and we want to turn them off.
All right, this blue button here.
I knew it was a button.
Nice. Thank you.
Yep. Give them a bit to turn off.
A bit? No, it's off.
Oh, that looks great.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
Do I have to... Do I have to, promote Vinylthon.
Sierra and he gave you the okay.
You're gonna get the okay from Shannon.
Hey, we still didn't sign any papers for our talent.
I need to see the papers, Ryan.
Do you guys
want to
do Vinylthon?
When is
what?
It?
When?
It's Friday. Did you get that email?
No.
I didn't read it.
What email?
It's not you. You're not
okay.
A producer.
Oh. Can I still do that?
You
can take my spot.
And play vinyls, but I don't really want to do it. I was just asking.
You don't want to do it? You like vinyls.
I do, but I just don't want to play them. That's the thing. Yeah, because it's my birthday week.
You can't even take yourself seriously anymore.
Because I think it's because it's the end of the year.
It is. I'm having a freshmanitis. Have you
That's not even a thing. We're just starting.
I'm ready for
summer.
What
the heck, Shannon?
I'm going on a hiatus.
What?
No one will hear from me for multiple months of this.
You actually get to open your bakery in South Dakota now.
Yeah. No, I'm not quitting everything. That's whenever I have like a mental breakdown, and then
So that's gonna be your midlife crisis.
Yes.
Is the bakery?
She'll literally have a midlife crisis next year.
I don't know if it's your midlife crisis though.
It's your midlife.
It's your midlife.
But
it's like when you have like
you
when you're like
when the middle of your life is going to be.
Yeah.
But
30s, 40s. I don't know.
It's like closer to 40s.
It's like when you're just about to turn 40. And then
that's
it's
because
like
the age expectancy is like 80, 90. So like 40 is like at the right around time.
That lived to 102.
Then you'll be 52.
My great-grandma lived to be like
she
93.
Anyway, shape or form. I just knew her. Cause
it's also, I think your midlife crisis could be in your 40s and 50s. I don't think 30s.
I would see like maybe mid-40s, early or mid to late 40s.
And then early 50s?
Yeah.
Like my midlife crisis, it would probably be me actually selling everything and living under a bridge. That'd be my midlife
my
crisis.
My midlife crisis would be just going, just
living under a bridge.
My midlife crisis would be just packing up for like 3 weeks and just disappearing, like going to like the Bahamas or something like that.
Bahamas!
Actually, no, my real life midlife crisis would probably be actually going to a red carpet event and like.
That'd be the greatest midlife crisis ever.
But like wearing the worst outfit ever.
Coming like you, wait, Sierra, I can see you coming in like a trash bag.
I did not agree to this.
So I could be Lady Gaga.
Have like a big wig like Sia and just cover your face.
Well, this is like, I told my mom I wanted to do this, and my mom's like, I should not do this. I said I want to dress up as a mermaid and sit on a rock and have people push me down the red carpet.
I would so do that with you.
My mom's like, you should not do that. I'm like, why not? I'm going to be a celebrity. I can do whatever I want.
Be a celebrity.
I love it
too.
And she's like, that's not good.
I love it.
So if I do that, it would probably, my mom would probably disown me within that second.
One of our parents just always disown us if we'd have like a really bad midlife crisis.
My midlife crisis would be like, I'm a mermaid from now on.
My new identity, I'm a mermaid.
Like, imagine I'm at the Oscars.
My mermaid name would be Starfish. Don't call me by anything else. I'm Starfish. Don't call me anything else.
Like, no, I'm being serious. Like, imagine me at the Oscars. They have to let me have a big enough aisle so I can have my rock there.
You have
to
have, like, the, like...
You'll be like, oh, my gosh, Shannon! And I'll be like,
why are you going to be at... You're going to be at the Oscars?
Yes.
We'll be your entourage.
I know, I will...
You can be Flounder.
My movie will be nominated.
Your movie?
Oh, yes. The Day in the Life of Shannon.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll all be about me. It'll be, a selfie like the whole time.
No, you can actually sell... You can get so much money off of my midlife crisis because people are going to be like, Sierra's going through a mental breakdown. She thinks she's a mermaid now. You could be like, oh yeah, I used to know her way before she had her midlife crisis. Before she had her break.
We knew her in college, man. We were that tight.
And she never showed any signs, though. I always felt a little weird when she was by a pool.
Regular people do buy pools, though.
Yeah, but like, I just stare at it. You can come up with some fabricated story to show that my madness was growing since college.
That's debatable.
Well, every year class she has to take, she just gets more and more like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She just it's like a tick. It's like, don't.
Am I ticking time bomb? Is that what you're saying?
It is a ticking. You are a ticking time bomb, sweetie.
Wait, does that mean I am gonna hurt somebody, or I'm just gonna?
Well, you already said you're gonna hurt me, so.
Well, no. We're gonna hurt each other because we're gonna be living together. There's a difference.
True.
There's a huge difference.
There is a huge difference.
Like, if I were to somehow live with Shannon, Shannon would probably murder me in my sleep.
I'd love if she agrees to it.
No, I would probably just get angry because I can't.
And then lock me outside the house.
That's probably what happened. But you'd still be able to get in because you would have a key.
I would never kill Sierra.
Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, wow, words, Shannon. I don't really see, I don't know who I would could live with until I started living with them. Like, I don't know your habits whenever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole point of roommates is to slowly learn your habits and see if you actually are true friends with people.
Because, like, I have my own habits. Like, mm-hmm. I go to bed and I want to watch TV and I want to, like, listen to music, but maybe they don't want to listen to music and then. And then maybe they don't like my music. And just
put your headphones in then.
What if it's an album on a record player?
Then the roommate can put on headphones.
It's true.
There's so many solutions to that.
So many options.
I like options.
That so many options.
Do you guys like roommates?
My third.
Yes and no.
My third roommate is awesome. And literally, it's the third roommate,
you
my
went
friend.
Through two other, two
I did go through two others.
Don't worry, they're still alive, people. They're still
they
alive.
Are. They just didn't like me. The first one kicked me out. The second one left. The third one's actually really nice to me.
The second one was nice to you.
She just didn't want to talk to me. And it was really funny because Dylan, my boyfriend, came over one day and he started wanting, because they're in the same major, so he was like going to give her advice on, like what to take, what not to take. And she just didn't want to talk to him. He's like, I felt that was kind of rude. I'm like, yeah. Like, well, come to my.
Well, she was also forced in being a roommate, too.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think I was better than Quinn, so.
Look, I emailed some of our new roommates, and they still have not emailed me back, and I'm kind of upset about it.
I mean, honestly, who looks at their school email?
I do. I look at it constantly.
So do I, but who, like. Like, we are the productive people. I don't know if they look at their emails. I don't know if they've hooked up to, like...
Yeah, that's what, like, people try telling me, but I'm like, it's been like weeks. Okay, it's been
years.
A week. It's been a week. But like still.
No, but I think I don't know if I think I might know one of our roommates, but I'm not entirely sure because I know there's one person that I know. Her name is Faith, but I don't know if it's not gonna be that person. But
who's listening?
You never know.
It's the government.
It's the government. They're gonna take. They're gonna handcuff me because
having a roommate. I think it all really depends on who you're rooming with. Actually, it's not. I think the general, like, if is roommates good or bad, I think it all depends on who you room with.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Ryan.
Like, I think rooming with a friend would probably be a lot better.
Okay, so here's my opinion. Rooming with, like, your best friend, like, your first year, never a good idea.
Why?
Because...
I mean, like, Matt and Mike did it really well.
No, but, like, if you, like, know somebody that's, like, you're going to school with, like, that's never a good idea because you always end up fighting. You always end up not being friends.
I mean, Mike and Matt are fine. Yeah,
but they didn't know each other very well. Until
no, they did. They were best friends.
They were best friends in high school.
No, they were best friends in high school. They decided to room together. Yeah. And they're still rooming together.
I mean, that's, like, that, like, but, like, for girls, like, honestly, like, I know.
I think it all really depends on your relationship.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, I know a couple people, like, that roomed with their best friends, and they ended up not being friends anymore.
Well, maybe they weren't actually true friends.
Yeah. Friendship.
I mean, that's why I liked having the random roommate thing.
Well, no, that's very... No, like, I'm not saying... No, especially, there's nothing against it.
Yeah, nothing against it.
I totally recommend rooming with a random person. I totally recommend it.
Because, like, you never know who you're gonna... you never know who you're gonna get. I mean, you can, you know, like, have your situation. Like, your roommate is fine, but, mm-hmm. like, with me, and you have me, that goes through 3 in 1 year.
Yeah, but, like, the first one was not nice.
No, she was not nice. She kicked me out.
Ooh. Sorry.
Still not happy about that, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it all really depends on who you room with.
Yeah, I think my only friend that I could really room with will be Courtney. Because she's super chill. Mm-hmm. You just be chill. Basically like my mother.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Like the mom of the friend group, that's what I meant.
You know, I know, I got that.
Yes. So, Shannon, what time are we going roller skating?
Friday night.
What time?
Final. 7.
Because I only needed a ride.
I know where roller skating is.
I'm kidding. I'm totally messing with you.
Yeah, 6 or 7. Because I, did you guys film your final project yet?
Yeah. No.
I love 2 different answers.
Look, she said I couldn't film last week at all. Like, I couldn't do it at all last week. And she said that we didn't really need our rushes yet.
And it was the funniest
week.
Thing. So she says, like, everybody else needs to put, like, needs to have, like, things filmed and everything like that, but the people that had, like, stuff filmed already, they need to have, like, a first, like, a rough draft, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I already have, like, so many other...
Well, no, that's her way of trying to help, because, like...
And I understand that, but I'm like, I already have, like, 4 projects to do, and I'm like I haven't even started it.
Like, the one person needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I understand why she's, like, rough draft.
Yeah, I have to film. I filmed one half last weekend and this half, like, Sunday before my birthday dinner on Sunday.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, do you want to go to Disney with us?
When?
We're trying to figure that out.
Seems expensive from what I see.
Well, yeah. Well,
actually,
this
is not that bad.
No, actually, these prices are not bad at all.
No. I just saw 100 and I was like,
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how many days we want to do. Because we should not do the summer.
No.
Because it'd be super hot and we were going to die.
Yeah, I did the summer. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, no. We have to do it towards winter.
What? Like winter break, you're saying?
Or like maybe like right before like winter break. Like, you know how we have like finals week? But like, mm-hmm. So we would leave like once the last person's finals is over. And then we'd go for, like, the weekend and then come back, like, Monday. And then all of us have Christmas break.
But I can just see this adding up because those prices aren't bad. But then have the airplane ticket back and forth.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we need to figure out that, because then we can, like, figure out all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be fun.
And then, like, where are we going to eat? And
we can totally eat.
Eating at the Princess Castle is a lot more fun.
Yeah! Oh, man, you know you put that idea in her head? That's so expensive.
No.
I did go to the
I have never been to Disney, y'all.
Sweet. So we have to show D everything.
I wish I had the photo on my phone.
Too bad. We cannot take you to the Bippity Boppity Boutique. I mean, I didn't do it when I was younger, but, like, you can dress up as a princess.
I want, like, a magic wand from, like, the Harry Potter place.
That's Universal. That's a completely different place.
Dang it. All I want is a wand.
I
mean, we could go to Universal as well.
Well, it's really funny because my two different friend groups are, like, planning two different Disney trips and then two different beach trips. And I'm like, so expensive. So much money.
Oh, if you're going to already go to Disney, then you're not going with me then.
No, I'm going to Universal with them. I'm going to...
Oh.
I'm going to two different parts of the U.S.
No, they're the same place. They're both in Florida.
I thought one was in California.
There's
Disneyland and Disney World. We're going to Disney World.
Okay.
Disney World is in Florida.
Which
Disneyland
one's in California?
Is California. Disneyland.
Okay. Yeah, we're going. My other friends and I are going to Disneyland. We're trying to. Hey, don't scroll up on my face. Did you please tell me you put the sound on? Don't scroll up on my face.
So, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. How many days are we going? If we go 10 days, it's only $44.50.
No, I think that's what?
Yes, yeah. That can't be true.
It is true.
I don't believe that.
It's the government trying to.
It's the government trying to trick us.
It's the man.
It's the man.
Is there an option to live at Disney?
Aren't you trying to get the internship?
I do want to get the internship. I was told that if you get the internship and you completed it and actually do all your work, you can get free tickets.
Do it.
Well, I can't. That'll be my junior year.
Oh, you can't do your sophomore year?
I'm not planning on it. I'm going to do it my junior year because then I can have 2 semesters under my belt.
Oh, fun story.
Oh, so boy.
My friend's sisters, triplets, let me tell you.
Okay.
Having their 16th birthday party.
Ooh.
Ooh, big bash.
Sweet 16.
Lauren, Lindsay, and Leanne.
Oh, can I pause for a second?
I'm so sorry. That's so sad.
What? The names?
Yeah.
Lauren, Lindsay, Leanne? Like.
And Leah.
Leah. I thought you said Leanne.
No. Leanne is one of the kids' names.
So it's Leanne.
Lindsay and Lauren are the triplets, and Leah's my friend.
Why do parents do that to themselves? Why would, like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Those are not, we're not doubting, those are very beautiful names.
They are very beautiful names.
We're just,
why would you do that?
We don't like that families continue with
like
one letter names.
Kids and Counting.
Yeah.
I'm still a fan of that show.
Joseph.
Hey, the really bad stuff came out about them, okay?
Yeah. But they're still trucking on. They're still making lots of money.
Counting on.
Well, yeah, that's because what's very terrible would happen. Very, very terrible. It's still a scandal, and scandals sell.
That's true. But anyway.
Why do you think the news is the news focuses on scandals? Because people will watch it.
And then it's
drama. You're not wrong.
Continue.
So besides their names, Lauren has a boyfriend.
Okay.
And we were on the way home from the party, and he was in the backseat. It was Courtney, me, Lauren, and Tim. And
Tim.
It's such an awkward name, Tim is. And he said, he was like, are you guys freshmen in college? And we're like, well, I am, but Courtney isn't. And he said, what are you majoring in? I said, TV video. He's like, that's so cool. I want to do something like that. And he loves radio. He's like, I want to be like a stout Howard Stern. And I was like, oh, well, there's not really any radio classes. It's just like more for fun. And he's like, do you have a structure to your show? And I was like, no.
Not at all.
He's like, yeah, I'm debating with going to Point Park and some unknown college in New York that like is really focused on radio.
Point Park is hard to get into.
It is?
Yeah, no, it's like a theater school.
It is a theater school.
You have to audition and everything.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? I have a funny story about Point Park. So when I toured there, they thought I was a guy and a theater major.
Why did they think you were a guy?
Because of her name?
No, not even minus my name. Like, they go, well, no, when, and they were calling out the names for, like, going for, like, administration meetings and everything. They're like, Dylan? And I'm like, do you mean Dylan?
But
like,
Dylan's still a girl name, too.
Oh, yeah. A lot of girls are being called Dylan,
like,
now.
Well, like, in your form, it says you're a dude and you're a theater major. Oh, no. I was like, that is completely wrong.
Are you sure that that was supposed to be you?
Yeah.
And not somebody else?
It was supposed to be me because there was nobody else. Like, I met all the people that are in my group. And nobody else was named, like, the same thing. It was so funny.
Morgan!
Oh, my gosh, you look so pretty. You look so cute.
I needed a deep
How did it go?
You cold.
I just saw people running.
It's an obstacle course today.
We are going to, we're going to cruise on Thursday.
Are you?
Well, yeah. And, like, well, you. And then people from Century.
Are
and
we
then,
going?
It's for her birthday.
We're going. I'm telling you right now.
I have music class and I have practice all night.
What do you mean practice all night?
We have air band practice every night, 9 until like whenever.
Because they want to be the top in air band.
Not everyone's doing it. Like, I was in Wheatley last night and one of the sororities was in there at 12:30 at night. That's how serious. Like,
it's
well,
insane.
At least the sororities do. The sororities really take it seriously.
Yes.
Fraternities, they don't care. They literally don't care.
Their dances are really fun to watch, though.
They are. They care about the physical aspect of it. They don't care about it.
Like, I think my favorite one from last year was, I forget which fraternity it was, but they did Wizard of Oz. And the guy dressed up, like, he wore Dorothy's dress and everything. It was amazing. It was so fun.
Oh, I would have paid to see that.
No, it's on YouTube. And it's really funny because he has a Star Wars tattoo on his leg.
You cold.
Sounds like nerds.
You look really cute, though.
You want to go roller skating on Friday?
I have Airbnb on Friday.
What time?
All day. And then Airbnb is actually at 7. You're laughing, and I'm just completely ranting last night about how I don't have time to do anything because it's just Greek week.
Greek. All right, I guess you can't go to anything of the Shannon birthday bash.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to the Shannon birthday bash. You should be happy I'm going.
I wish I could.
I'm happy you're going, but she...
If I get out of air band at a good enough time, I will drive myself down to cruise. And
okay.
Because
Megan, Tori, are you guys going?
Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Why not?
Okay. I think Jocelyn might be going. Malik's going.
So we gotta go.
Yeah, Morgan,
you
look really cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You look so pretty.
Miss America.
She literally does look like.
I feel like an American flag exploded.
You do look like. You look like it.
But it's a very cute explosion.
It is.
It's the obstacle course.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going through, like, all the fraternities right now, and I was too cold. I was like, I can't stand out here and just watch them. And then they do the tug of war. But it is a mud pit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
Is, like.
That's what my roommate was saying. She's like, I don't want to, like, wear nice clothes.
No. Someone was wearing, like, almost white hoodie. That was, like, it was, like, light gray, but it was almost white.
No!
There's, like, a mattress race to begin with. Like, you carry someone on a mattress, and you run down the line, and then you run back. The guy was on the mattress, and the guys that were under it just, like, dropped him, and he got covered in mud.
Well, that's what you get for
that's
wearing
what you,
that.
You literally don't wear anything that's nice. You wear, like, junk clothes.
It's like asking the universe to drop you in the mud.
Yeah, true. No, but, yeah, like, this whole entire, like, Greek week thing's insane.
Insane in the membrane. What's the purpose of it, though?
Literally, no.
It's just a competition between the fraternities and the sororities.
It's just the thing that the fraternities and sororities can say that they do on campus.
Do you get anything out of it?
You get bragging.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
it actually creates a lot of beef, though.
Yeah, it does.
This week creates a lot of tension between everyone.
Oh yeah, like especially because all the sororities gang up on one on the Zetas, and it's hilarious.
No comment.
No comment.
No.
You know, this girl, I forgot what sorority she's in, but she came up to me because she knew I was in Sigma Kappa for a while, and she's like, what are your guys' air band thing? Because I didn't understand it when they were trying to explain it. So, like, I said, well, this is what it was originally. I don't know if they changed it since then, but.
You can't escape.
Oh, that, like, that movie?
Yeah, because it's on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. So oh, my gosh, I totally forgot it's Friday the 13th. Ah!
The Purge and Nightmare.
Are they still trying to escape? Or no? Are people still trying to escape or no? Like, you know, like they get sucked in and then you're trying to escape. Because that's what I told the girl, because that's what they originally the plan was.
I don't know if I'm allowed to release all of the.
I get it.
All of the information.
Okay.
Come watch it.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
Guys, come go watch.
I'll actually hold the mic for this. Air band is at 7.
You can't
by the fire pit. Air band, come support Greek Week.
Oh, hey,
that's
guess
all
what?
I have to say. And cheer on Sigma Kappa. That's all I have to say about that.
Guess what? You know the Monday of finals week.
Yeah.
We don't have humanities. He doesn't want to come in. I'm not kidding. No. We were supposed to, like, Monday's a regular class day, the Monday of finals week.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have to go, and I'm just really
so
upset.
Yeah, so he's basically going to put it on.
Yeah, what did I miss in class?
Literally, we just looked
what
at
did
it.
We go over?
We just went over, like, I think we got into, like, the end of chapter 9 and went into chapter 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the notes.
And
so
then he said we don't have class on Monday.
Yeah, we don't have class on
Monday. I wasn't going anyways.
Yeah, but he's like.
I'm going home Sunday. I'm not coming back till Wednesday morning.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, like, what day's finals? Like, and he's like, the one kid goes, yeah, we're supposed to have class that Monday. And he's like, I ain't coming in. He's like, no class. I'm like, whoo, I got to tell Morgan.
I need to figure out when my finals are. I only know
guess
one.
What? No class.
Yeah,
but
I have two finals in one
day.
I need to figure mine out.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you figure out your finals?
You just Google it.
Yeah, basically just do final times, and it'll come up. I have to, like...
See, I don't understand that little schedule thing.
I still have to, like, I have to do that. I mean, I know that we have our humanities final at, like, 3:45. That's all I really know. And then, well, all my other rest of my finals are up in the air because my screenwriting final, you basically just have to come in for 15 minutes and then you leave, but you pick your own time. And then my storyboarding final, I basically just turn in my boards and my script. And then... for field production, all we do is just view all of our projects, and then we leave.
Yeah.
I don't. What are we doing for division? We just. I wonder.
It's
what
a project. We're just doing the project.
Or I do. Or we do we like words to lend. do you think we're gonna do like the whole entire like critiquing and everything? We're just gonna turn it in.
I think we're just gonna turn. I don't even know. Sociology final on Tuesday, and then that's like my only test. I don't have a public speaking final, and then it's the field production and then digital imaging.
Well, like I have to for my final for my reading and writing strategies is basically just it's a speech, but I think we still have to come in the week of finals, even though we already basically did the speeches and stuff like that the week beforehand, and I'm like.
So is our storyboarding the 26th?
Sure. Well, we have it on Thursday from 9:30 to 12:15.
I think I'm done with finals on Thursday though, which gives me Friday.
See,
to
I only have.
See, I don't like. I'm trying to look at this thing and I don't understand it.
Yeah, because my roommate and I were doing this the same night, and I got so confused. I didn't write
class?
Down what subjects I had. I just wrote down the times.
9:30 to 12:15.
One. Thursdays.
It's right here. Yeah.
So what time is that?
8:30 to 10:50. 10:30, Thursday, April 26th.
Gross.
But Sierra, remember, all we're doing is just turning in our scripts and then leaving.
Still, that's gross.
I have a feeling. Okay. I have a feeling that our digital imaging will be at 8 in the morning. I mean, the latest, I hope it doesn't keep us the whole entire time because it's we're done. I only have finals Wednesday and Thursday.
Morgan, I have freshmanitis.
Why?
I'm just done with this year.
Oh, so am I.
We haven't even been through 1 year yet. That doesn't count.
Actually, I don't have senioritis because whenever I graduate, I actually have to
get
be a
job.
Part of society. We all don't want that to happen.
The way your face look was
I
have to be with the society.
I have to be a part of society.
No, but. Well, just thinking, it's so funny, looking at all, the seniors that are graduating, I'm like, wow, that's good, that'll go by really fast.
I don't know. This year did go by fast, though.
Yeah, it really did. I didn't think it was going to go by this fast. I thought it was going to be, drug out, my freshman year in high school. It went so slow. It seems like classes go even faster now, because we're, trying to, get
hey,
all the
when's
co-
our, one class, Professor Korn's class.
Field production?
Yeah.
2 to 5:50 on...
8:30 in the morning.
Thursday, okay. So,
it's 2...
We have 2 on Thursday, the 26th.
Yeah. And then I think I have, 3 on the 25th.
I have 2 so far on the 25th.
That's all your classes!
Where's my Monday one?
Yeah.
I have to deal with his class. Okay.
Yeah, so my mom, mom and I were talking about, taking my stuff back home. So she's like, yeah, I'll come up, the 21st, and then I can just take all the big stuff so you don't, when we move you out, Thursday night and, Friday.
I guess I'm packing, so I'm basically doing what you guys are doing.
Not to our extent, sweetie.
No, not at all. No, I'm going to Florida on the 28th.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, to see this baby. Hopefully it's born by then.
Yeah, so officially announcing that Katie Wedge is an aunt. Officially.
Woo!
The baby's really cute.
She's adorable. It's a she.
I couldn't remember if it was a girl or a boy, so I'm kind of...
I have 3 on Thursday, actually.
So do I.
I mean, at least for, I gotta tell you guys a funny story. So I was telling my dad about finals week, and he's like, oh, 3 finals in one day. I'm like... Daddy, I only have 1 exam, and he's like, that's not finals week. What did college turn into? And I'm like, Daddy, projects, lots of work to do.
Lots and lots of projects.
And, my dad's a software engineer, so his finals at Pitt were, every, 2 seconds.
Yeah, Pitt's trying to be an Ivy League.
Yeah, but this was, 30-some years ago, and way different than back then, so... He's very, if you guys meet my dad, he's, very, tunnel vision. He doesn't see everything outside the lines. That's why, I'm so far out there. What? I'm honest. I'm, I'm very out there sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes?
All the time?
Darling.
This is why I like you guys. You're just brutally honest with me, and I know I'm, I'm obnoxious. I love it.
Don't worry. I'm rude.
Then I'm
but it's only out of love.
I know. It was really funny when Dylan came over for Easter, and, my whole entire family was just super obnoxious, and we, talk about all these different, things that happen, and my grandma brings up the whole entire, boyfriend situation. She's like, we gotta find you a man that will put up with you because you're so high maintenance. That's what my grandma said to my cousin. It was great. And we were just kind of messing with her a little bit, and I say to my cousin, there's only a special kind of man or a woman that can come into this family and just deal with this, because we're just so obnoxious and just so we just harass each other the whole entire time. It's great.
I also harass a lot.
You look like you can fall asleep, Shannon.
I could.
Shannon, you can leave if you want.
No, it's not. I'm not leaving till 6:45. I have 10 minutes.
Cause she's going to dinner with her godfather for her birthday.
It's my birthday week. Did you know?
Oh my gosh. Okay, you sound like Tori's sister from Victorious.
Drina.
She's like, it's
my sister thinks she has birthday a birthday week. So I would take a birthday week over her birthday.
Exactly.
I'll take a birthday day, not a week or a month.
You have to plan around. You have to plan it.
Look, I didn't plan anything for my birthday.
I've planned things for like my next two birthdays.
Have you guys been to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
No.
Once. Absolutely when I was way younger and I can't remember it.
I absolutely love it.
Is that where you're going?
I want
to. Oh, with my mom on Saturday.
How cute.
Check in the other pocket then.
No.
Check
I
in the other pocket.
It's the end.
I asked Matt where he is.
He wasn't here
guys,
for our class, so.
I have a total good restaurant recommendation for y'all. So
okay.
It's called Texas Day Brazilian. Brazilian, and it's in Station Square. They just basically, they have like these little
stickers. Wax.
What?
Brazilian wax.
No. So you flip over this little like coin they give you, and it's basically just a revolving door of just samplets of meat, and it's great. And they give you, like, fried bananas, too. Oh, so good.
Fried
like,
bananas?
That's actually really good. It's, like, caramelized with, like,
just like, it's caramelized.
Caramelized? Mm. You're judging my accent?
Caramel. Caramel.
Same difference.
Tomato, tomato.
Yes.
Water. Water.
No. Water.
That's East Coast.
Water.
It's water.
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 Want some water.
What are you saying? It's water.
No, like if you closer to the beach to the East Coast,
water!
It's water.
Water.
Water. The water machine.
Hey. Water.
Well,
what
say that
are you
to
doing?
My aunts and uncles that live in Maryland because they say water.
Well, I already don't like them.
And they're gingers.
Wada.
And they're gingers. It's the best part.
You're a ginger.
No, I'm not. I'm a strawberry blonde.
Okay, I'm sorry. Not like the
same. She told you.
No, like, you want to see a real ginger?
No,
ginger.
I know, like, the darker.
They're actually redheads. They're not gingers. They're redheads.
What's the difference?
Gingers are more orange. Redheads are red.
What's Nick Hederick then?
Ginger.
He's a ginger.
He's a ginger.
He's a ginger.
Full bread.
Full bread.
I think I killed Morgan. Full bread. I cracked myself up. I need some Nick Hederick in my life.
I need, yeah.
Because we're taking sociology together next year. Because we already took psychology.
I'm not looking forward to taking soci and psychology.
Taking psychology.
I want to
like
slowly manipulate people to do what I want.
Oh boy.
Look
that'll be the day.
Look out,
that'll
world.
That'll be the day that Sierra takes over the world, and then I'll be like, oh.
Wait.
I'll say, oh, I should have saw this coming.
You all should have seen it coming.
Wait. Or be like, yeah, I saw this coming. And we'll be like, oh, man.
Okay, this is why I became friends with Sierra, so when she takes over the world, I'm not like.
I'm on the good side.
Yeah, I'm on the good side.
You have like the certain people that just like on the bad side, and then you have like everybody else. Oh boy.
There's only a select few.
I registered today.
So did I.
Andy. I don't until 7 days from now.
I have to.
We never even discussed this.
Yes, we did.
I did coloring.
This was last episode. I am taking, I don't have a Wednesday or Friday class if I get what I want. And
Oh, yeah, I thought you registered today.
Yeah. Does that just mean you get what you want?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't
yes.
have a Wednesday or Friday yeah. class.
I don't have Thursday classes.
Yeah, if you register today, then yeah, you're
yeah.
getting what you want.
So, yeah, I'm taking advanced TV.
Same!
On Monday?
Yep.
Oh, wow, we're all...
There's she's only offering it on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you taking
yeah.
it? Okay. Yeah. Great. So,
Because she bullied me. No, she didn't. She didn't. I swear she didn't.
Wink, wink.
So, advanced TV at 9 to 11:50. And then, intro to photo, 2 to 5:50. Then, Tuesday, I have a professional communication in the workplace from 9:30 to 10:45.
Nice.
I wanted to take that, but...
You still have to take argument and research, right?
Yeah, I just have to I'm taking that this semester.
I can't function.
Oh, then
seven.
You have to take public speaking.
Yeah. I can't take half the classes I want because I just start from the way bottom. So I'm like still.
Well, you still have to take it anyways. So.
Yeah, I still have to take public speaking and taking argument and research next semester.
Monday?
Hey, I'm not done yet. So
and then on Monday, I will start till 2.
Nice.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, it'll start till 12:30. And Wednesdays, I only have a night class, and then I don't have a class on Fridays. That's all
nice.
I care about is if I can sleep in or not.
And
I can.
Yeah, and then.
Thanks, Morgan.
I love how she.
11 to 12:15, I have arts and humanities, and then I'm done with the day, and then Wednesday, I have nothing. And then Thursday's my long day with.
So you have no Tuesday classes?
No, I have Tuesday. That was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And like Tuesday's my long day, because I have post production. Yeah, I have post production after that with Loyola Garcia.
Wait, what day do you have post production?
Tuesday.
They're only offering it Tuesday.
There's only 8 seats left.
I know. I'm freaking out. I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna get it, and I have to figure out what other class to take. I don't register until next week.
And then Thursday it's the same. And then two, one.
Cause
five.
I emailed Von Holland like, hey, what should I do if I can't get this class? She has not emailed me back, so I think I have to go to her office.
Yeah, I think definitely going to her office hours would help because, I mean, she normally does.
She wasn't that terrible last semester,
yeah,
but I think it's because she was teaching a class.
She never answered my email. Like, she'd get to answering them. It would be, like, days later, though. And I'm like,
well, it's been, like,
so
a
here's
week.
What I'm taking. I have argument and research from 3 to 3:50 on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Ortiz. I have color and lighting aesthetics from 9 a.m. to 11:50 on Wednesdays. Post production, the normal
anyway.
Like 2 to 5:50 is normal, and then I have reading literature myths from 2 to 2:50, on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and
I
then the
class.
Advanced studio production, and then I'm taking a online journalism class, but I have to basically like declare my minor before I do that. Yeah, so basically I have 3-1-3-0-2. That was way more confusing than it was.
You finally got there, though.
I did. I was like,
there.
Wait, 3?
2-1, go.
Well, because it was, I don't have any Thursday classes, so I'm like, cool, I can do.
Who will do the outro when I'm gone?
We'll do it.
You have to do it very, very obnoxiously.
I got you, Shenanigan.
That's what D's here for.
Alright, guys. I'm leaving.
Have fun.
Oh, man. It's just you and I, Sierra.
Goodbye.
You know what? We're
going to
end it, right? I'm kidding.
My beautiful listeners.
Bye. Have fun, Shannon. Bye, Morgan.
Goodbye.
Bye,
guys.
Good luck, Morgan.
Thank you. I'm not doing anything, but I'll be there.
Well, tell Sigma Kappa good luck.
I will. Danny broke her finger doing the mattress race. They had Courtney up on top of the mattress, and Danny's finger is like completely broken.
No!
Oh no!
That's so sad. No, but I'm really excited because my online class for my journalism class is only 8 weeks.
I am freaking out because there's only 8 seats left. Because I know Tanner's taking one. I mean Tanner took it. But, like, I'm sure people in Professor Corn's other class is going to take it, too.
Well, I don't know how many people will be taking it next semester, especially people that are half of our class is just communication. So I think they should be done with that. So I think you should be fine, but I thought, oh yeah, you're not in Act 1. I thought because I'm like, why are you freaking out? You're in Act 1. I'm like, oh wait, no, you're not.
No, because early registration for people is sucky.
Yeah,
it's utter bull.
Well, no, so I'm looking at all the classes I took. I'm like, so basically they all started with 15 to 20, and I'm like, oh god.
I'm taking 2D design. Okay. I should probably ask you this after the show.
Okay. Well, no, I'm really worried about the reading literature myths because there's 25 seats left. I don't know if they're
I don't know if I can take it. I really want to take that class because I love mythology. I really, really do.
I think it's an elective, so.
Or it's one of your gen eds.
Yeah, it's one of your gen eds, so you can get out of the way. But I'm like,
I really want to take that class because I love mythology. I love learning about mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I remember middle school. We got into the Greek culture,
mm-hmm.
And our teacher he picked students to do a project to get extra credit. And I was so upset that he didn't pick me to do the Greek mythology. And I think he knew I was upset about it because he's like, Sierra, you already knew a lot about it. The student I picked is because she didn't know anything about it and she needs to learn for our test. So that's why I gave it to her instead of you. And I was like,
well, no. So I'm looking at my check sheet and I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to have at least 61 credits going into next semester. I'm like,
nice.
Yeah. So
is this your other 18 credit?
Yeah, this is basically my second 18 credit semester. So if I take one more 18 credit, I can take 16 credits for the rest of my days, or if I want to. I don't know yet. We'll see. But I just love looking at my check sheet and there's all the spots are for me filling up and I love it.
My mom said I should probably start looking at taking 18 credits. In case, if I do get that Disney internship, that they don't offer me a whole lot of credit.
Yeah, I did doing this kind of thing just so I can basically get everything out of the way. That's why I'm taking all, the major classes first.
I told my mom I want to talk to Mon Hall about it first. Because, I don't know how many credits I do get if I do get this Disney trip.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just love looking at the check sheet. I love how it's.
I know it's very nice to see
all the check marks, everything's starting to fill up. I look at people I know a couple of juniors and looking at their check sheets, there's nothing left, and I'm like, oh.
Well, that's why it's kind of weird to see upperclassmen in our classes, because that was our next step.
I mean. Certain classes are certain classes you can't take until, they're only offered certain semesters.
Yeah, but I still, though, because we have, a lot of upperclassmen. I understand why, because they're not the same major as us sometimes, but, it's so weird to see it, because we're still freshmen, and they're, already graduating, but they still have to take this class.
I mean, I think it's kind of fun. You get to, have that, pick their brains again, kind of,
Sometimes, but then you get that one kid who wants to do absolutely nothing because they're a senior.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did I tell you that he paid me $20 to, he wanted to pay me $20 to do his one project for him. And I'm like, no, I'm not, I have my own project to do, so no. No, so did I tell you that, I think it was, beginning of last semester that I was, calculating, how many credits I need, and dividing it up between the semesters, and I'm like, wow, this is how bored I am, because the semester hadn't even started yet.
I have a question. Your summer job, does that count as an internship?
I don't think so. want to, yeah. So I'm excited for that because then I get to, if my brother comes up, like if I introduce my brother to this, because like basically, because I'm trying to work this out with my parents so that I do like 6 hours. So then I can just basically get there at like 9 and then I can just drop it, like do whatever. Because it's going to be really hard with my brother and I because we only have 3 cars to 4 drivers. And my mom does not want him walking on the highway to go to work. So we'll have to figure that out, but that's summer stuff to worry about. I don't start this job until like May 31st, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. So that means I have to find a job for the, like 3 weeks, and then it's gonna be extra hard when I go to summer camp because I have to. That's like, cut the bottom. No.
What Dee was saying, Shannon was showing off her little project, and
no, and she has to cut the bottom of it, so it's not.
It's a board. She has a picture on a board, and Dee's saying she should cut the bottom.
Yeah, because it's not as big as mine. Because she doesn't know how to. She doesn't know how to do like all like the technical stuff to make it right. I mean, I had a panic attack when it wouldn't.
Once you're an art student, you have to mount a lot of pictures onto boards.
But luckily, they're only like $2.
Still though.
$2.
I had to spend a lot of money to even go here, and then spend a lot of money for the textbooks I don't even need.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend any more money.
That's why I like getting like cheap like ebooks and that kind of crap. Like this semester,
I should start doing that. But my dad orders books way before class even starts. I'm like, Dad, we can wait for the first week. And he's like,
See, I do that.
No,
I just can't do that.
I'm
like, I email all my teachers and I'd be like, okay, do I need this book? Do I actually need it? Are we actually going to use it? Like, in the book that we use for digital imaging, I actually use. So that was actually pretty nice. That reminds me. Did you do my other lessons? Yeah. But I'm like, so.
What are you doing after this?
Huh? I don't know.
Do you want to go to Wheatley with me for 10 minutes?
Sure. I don't really care.
I'm going to do my art project early for once.
What can I do there?
All I really need to do is print off a paper.
That's fine. I can show you my messed up scripts. It's actually really sad.
I've seen some of it already. I don't think I can handle it. Because I would cry for you. I'll cry for you, Dee.
Yeah. The program we use for both like screenwriting and storyboarding, it glitched and it messed up both my scripts.
This is where you should like write a very angry letter to Celtics.
Well, so what I'm doing is basically I'm trying to print out both my scripts so that I can just easily go like type it on one computer and
maybe you should highlight the page and be like, okay, this is all the action in one color and all the dialogue in the other.
Yeah, so that's actually a pretty good idea. I didn't think of that because I was just gonna like read it and. Like, it was really funny today watching everybody try to read it. I'm like, guys, just don't do it. Like, it's...
And then, like, I don't know if you need to, but you can put the scene heading in another color.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, like, the scene heading, the dialogue, and then action.
Do that first. Like, read it first and then highlight it and remember which color means what.
Yeah, but then
I mean, you can even put it beside it.
Yeah.
A key, like, you...
It's just, it's really sad that I have to start both my paper.
Well, the thing is that retyping it is going to be way faster.
Yeah, so I'm basically just going to delete the whole entire thing and just start over.
Yeah, retyping is actually really faster than trying to figure it out at first.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is, like, literally look at it and just type.
Yeah, it's just, it's real sad that I didn't want to do that.
Oh, no, no one wants to do that.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you this. I almost had a mental breakdown an emotional breakdown when I saw that Celtics like screwed up.
I learned that's an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Technically it's a mental breakdown, but it's actually your anxiety.
Yeah, I do have a lot of anxiety because I'm a perfectionist, and when things don't go my way, it's like.
Because I went and asked somebody about, you know how I had that meltdown last semester. I had that one about the TV show, and I, like, went and asked somebody about it. I'm like, hey, I don't know what these are called, but I don't have these a whole lot, but I do have these, and the person told me it was anxiety attacks.
Yeah, it's the stress, like, and it normally happens, like, when, like, you least expect it, especially when, like, you work on something for, like, a long period of time, and it's gone like that.
Well, yeah, I completely understand why you would have an anxiety attack about that.
Yeah, but I started mapping out, like, all the rest of my, like, I started drawing, like, out all the, like, not, like, actual drawing, but I, like, started, like, making the lines for my pictures, and I'm like,
Is it bad that I don't want to go to the meeting tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go.
I have to, because I have to talk to everybody, like, I have to talk to my co-host for Liner to Left, because they only played 2 games this weekend, again, because of the weather. So it's going to be all about Mount St. Mary.
Well, the thing is that... we're not going to get anything done.
No, literally. And the speaker will be, like, the whole entire thing. So it's kind of like, I don't want to go.
I know that's terrible because, like, that's amazing that we have a speaker, especially from the New York Times. But, like, I don't want to work for a newspaper.
I mean, that'd be kind of a good, like, contact to have. But it's kind of like, if you're not going into, especially, like, you're going to, like, film and documentary. And, like, I mean, it'd be helpful for me because I'm going into news.
Yes.
But I'm just kind of like, today's just not.
I know I'm going to start at the bottom, and I'm going to be at the bottom for several years. I know this. I know I'm probably going to hate my life for like 10 years max. But then it'll get better when I finally figure out how to win people over.
Yeah.
Look out, Disney. I'm taking over Disney. That'll
be the day.
Last semester, people said I'm going to take over Disney by gunpoint. I'm like, wow, you think that low of me?
I mean, it's just out of love, too.
No, I didn't even know this kid. He was just angry because I said that I'm only friends with gay guys. And he's like, does that make me gay? And I'm like,
no.
I don't know. Like, majority of my friends... It happens, like the same sex.
It just so happens. I mean, it's like, it ain't your fault. I mean, coming into college, I've broken up between, like, having, I've mostly had girls as friends in high school because the guys were idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm more of a mixture because, like.
Like, say, like, my parents probably have a heart attack, but, like, I don't mind if we get an apartment with a guy. It wouldn't bother me.
As long as I don't, he keeps his space, I keep mine, and honestly, like, that'd be really fun to have, like, a dude, because basically you have, like, that kind of, like, you have those debates, and you don't have, like, and it'd be honestly a fun time, because I, like, all the guys I know, like, they're lots of fun,
mm-hmm.
and you can just hang out with them and not have to worry about, like, oh, I gotta go, like, I kind of, like, go back to, like, and just have, like, that time.
Like, I'm upset that I go to this one apartment a whole lot because a really good friends of mine live in this apartment. I have not slept over yet, and I'm a little disappointed in myself because I'm there, like, nonstop. But, like, I'm, like, a recurring figure there, and I'm, like, still haven't slept over.
Yeah.
I can sleep on the couch.
Stopped sleeping over Dylan's place because we can't sleep in the same bed together because it's just too hard because he's twice my size, and... when I sleep, I...
Is that bad that I keep confusing your boyfriend with another guy? Because I swear this one guy looks just like him, and I'm like, wait, that's not her boyfriend.
I saw this one kid that looked like him, and I'm like, wait, he's still in bed. So that's kind of funny.
Well, sorry guys for this very terrible ending to this. Very terrible show.
It's always a terrible show. What are you talking?
That's true. Well, it's...
This has been I Plead the First.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to be obnoxious, Shannon.
Right. Well, I'm Sierra.
I'm Dee.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
Oh, no. I don't know how to...